Welcome to Shul Machshava and Daf Shiur's Bain Soloi Nishma Sam Yaakov Shom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Yud Tests. The Gemara Amud Bei says that the reasoning of Rav Shimon Gamliel that differentiates Gittin Noshim from other Shtaris, from even Shechor Avodim, and says that only by Gittin Noshim we are more lenient with the signatures of the Eidim, the reason is because Shelo Yu B'nois Yisrael Agunos. We have to be more lenient to allow women to get away from the problem of igun, of getting stuck, that they're going to be without a husband. So specifically here, in the case that the husband goes away, and the only edim he has that he can use for the geushin, or edim that do not know how to sign their name, or do not know how to read a get, so we're going to be lenient and allow it, so a woman will not become a guno while her husband leaves and she's going to stay alone. And this is one of the places that we find, specifically in this Masechta, how careful we are because of the igun of Bnei Yisrael, of not leaving women of Am Yisrael alone, leaving them agunas. And this concept is rooted in a big inyonim in Kabbalah regarding what igun is all about. I want to, before I start, just to mention that some of the Maariv Mekoyimis in this year, I got through the Sefer Zdet Soifim of Rabbi Shmuel David Friedman. So the Bach in Tshuvas HaBach HaChadosha Simen Samech Dalet, there's a long question and answer that the Bach deals with. And the question is written by a Rav by the name of Menachem Mendel Shtangi. And the Rav ends the Shiloh to the Bach. He says, please forgive me that I'm dealing here with such great things have to do with Igun. But what can I do? I have to come and do it. Because whenever you're matir in a guno in the world, it's not only the matir, that specific woman, but it's matir the aguno ha'elyoino. The shechina ha'gdoisho is also considered to be a woman. We know the shechina is comparable to a woman. And any time that a woman in Am Yisrael is being fixed, is being corrected, so also the shechina ha'gdoisho is being mutar as well. And he says over there the words, chol mi shematir aguno achas b'zman hazeh, one who's matir one aguno in this world, you come and you matir something up there in the Shechina Gedoisha. Every woman down here that's being fixed, being corrected, it affects, it fixes something up there as well. And the Chidah in a few places, and one of them is in the Sefer Nachal Eshkol on Megillas Eichel, he brings the beginning on the Pasuk that says, Besulusea nogois vihi marlo, meaning the besulus of Am Yisrael are sad, vihi the shechino marlo. It affects her. It disturbs the shechino. And he says that's brought down the Raya Mehemna and the Zoyar, that all the wounds of Am Yisrael are bekinesis Yisrael, which refers to the shechino, they're connected to there. And he brings a psak igun that was written by the Chochom Aaron Chiyun, that he says, whenever I deal with igun, I'm dealing with the tzar shechino. That's why you have to be busy with it. And the Maharshan, in its Shuv and Chelek Aleph, Soif Simen Pei Dalet, brings both the Bach and the Chido, and he ends, he says, that's why I'm writing here a Shuv regarding Guno, and I'm writing it on Tisha B'Av. He was writing that Shuv on Tisha B'Av. Usually now I learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. But to be matir aisha from iguno, says the Maharsham, you can do it in Tisha B'Av, because the matir aisha from iguno fixes the shechina. That's why we're busy with Tisha B'Av on the golus of shechina. So when you do a igun, you'd be matir there, you're allowed to do it in Tisha B'Av itself. And in the Chidah, in the Pesach Inayim, on the Gemara Yevomis of Sach Beis and Beis, he brings this as well. And there the Gemara says that a person who doesn't have a wife is shori beloy toyo. If you don't have a wife, you're not connected to toyo. So there the Chidah explains, this, based on the same idea, the Shechina Agdoisho is connected and referred to like a Isha. And when Noshim of Klal Yisrael are not fixed or not done in the right way, so also the Shechina is being affected. A person who is not married means he's not connected to a Isha. So he's not connected to the Shechina. So therefore he doesn't have Torah. And he says, as Mamash as Zoyar, in Parshas Vayichi, Daf Rishach of Chesam with Beis, there the Zoyar is speaking about, Chizkiyahu did not marry, and therefore he was supposed to be punished. So Chizkiyahu realized they did something wrong. And says the Zohar, what did he do wrong? Because all women in the world, all nekevis in the world, are connected to the Shechina. So if when you don't marry, you have a lack of relationship to the Shechina. Someone who's married, he has a full connection to the Shechina HaGadosha. And this is the source, this is the makor, how to come and be matir agunois is such an unbelievable task, such a great milo, except the tsar that the individual woman has. It affects the Shechina HaGadosha in the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list, WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.